go. It is Hip Hop Graffiti episode continued interview with a dragon part two. In the dragon's
nest. Like to call this one. Can I name this one? Keep your eyes on the pies.
Keep your eyes on the pies. There you go.
Keep
stay
your
alive.
Eyes on the
Keep
pies.
Your eyes on the pies.
We have a plethora of pies here.
A plethora of them. Let's describe further. We've gone to Walmart.
Right. No plug to them because, you know, you guys don't pay us. But if you'd like to, my email is... Just head on over to Inaj.com. That's EINAJ.com. Okay, anyways. Yeah, plethora of mini pies, little baby pies. They like the cute little personal pan pies, you know? A personal pan pie? Would you call it that? Would you call it a personal?
They are personal pies. Yeah,
right,
they are whole personal pies, like tart.
And you
tarts,
can,
if you
yeah,
will.
You can like get them for the low skis.
Yeah, they're 50 cents.
So we balled out of control and bought literally every cake.
One, two,
like
three,
all of the pies.
Four, five, six, seven, like seven different types of
right.
Of various
so it's
eaters.
Like a plethora of pies right now.
Smorgasbord of dessert.
And we can now, we've come to a first world problem, if I must say, of what pie to choose to eat right now. Because
what pie?
Yeah, like which one? Because we just want to eat pie. We have tons of pie. We have too much pie. We have pie in abundance.
Which pie do you eat?
We have pie in abundance and we don't want to make, I personally don't want to make any of the other pies or cakes, because some of them are cakes, feel inferior to the others. But it's just like, what mood is my taste buds in? Mind you, hibachi was had. So, you know, what's a good follow-up to hibachi? Shout out to Samyang Bae.
Samyang Bae. She made the food and it was very good. I was quite displeased and underwhelmed that she was not at the window to greet
yes,
us today.
Very upset about that. But we love you. Boom. Anyways, so now, how do you follow up that kind of meal? And my taste buds are leaning more towards this peach pie. I don't know about you, but I'm kind of feeling like maybe the peaches will offset this dope-ass juice. Yes, like, oh my God, I got this juice. I'm not even going to tell y'all the name of the juice, but it's really good. It has got beet, apple, ginger, and lemon in it. And it's really good. But anyways, so what would go good with that? And I'm feeling like peach. I don't know, for some strange reason, I think it's the ginger that's making me want to lean towards these peach ones. But what you got? What you think?
In today's draft of the pie football league, where we will not taunt you with amounts of money to risk your life.
Right. Right, because I'm not about it.
Well, actually, not for...
But we're just going to end your life by eating you.
Yeah. Anyway.
To be honest, it's really unfair to the pies because any of them... are, like, we're really about to essentially end their pie life.
It's over for them.
Yeah, right. Whichever one we do choose. So it's kind of like they should volunteer.
Going first in the first,
it's
like first
Hunger
round
Games.
Of tonight's draft.
Some of you may die.
In the pie draft, we have... peach pies going first.
I'm thinking peach, man. I'm thinking peach for me.
Peach pie.
Like,
is
yeah.
Going first.
Okay, so what you think about peach?
Second. The second choice of tonight's pie draft is going to, I don't know, is it going to the favorite peach pie? It's going
really
to blueberry
I'm
pie.
Blueberry
what?
Pie.
What? It's going to blueberry pie.
Oh, yeah, the blueberry pie was the experimental pie
blueberry
choice.
Blueberry pie. I've
Remember?
Never had a blueberry pie.
Me neither, and that's why we
I
picked it up.
A
we
wild card.
Up one. We didn't pick up two, right?
I see best of use by a week earlier than the peach pie. The peach pie is fresh. It's today.
Right.
It's today.
I want to
go ahead and eat this because it's not going to get any
okay,
any
well,
better.
You eat the blueberry. I mean the I really think I'm gonna eat peach pie.
I'm gonna eat this blueberry pie.
Ooh, but then there's pecan. Ooh. I don't know.
You know what? I drafted this first, but now that I've seen the other choices, I'd like to trade for the peach pie.
For the peach.
Yeah, the peach
is really looking good. They look real hardy and full in the pan.
It's right just now. Like the NFL. There's more of peaches than blueberries.
What?
Anyway, moving on. That place that shall remain nameless. It's such an adventure every time you go, right?
Right. Every time you go into like a big store, like the big brand stores. It's like, it's an adventure in itself. Next time, we need to do our podcast while we're in there because...
We promise to bring that to you next time. We are going to podcast live.
Eventful.
On the scene.
Yeah.
Live on the spot.
I mean, because I about got ran over by a little white girl with glasses.
Small. Little tight.
And I mean,
like
she did not want to move. It was like, I'm not moving, little girl.
She
I promise you, I'm not going to move. She
bucked her shoulders.
Right. Like I ain't budging, girl.
And she
if you
like
wouldn't
Malcolm
have if you yeah, I'm telling you, I was about to take out, you know? Me versus little girl in Walmart. Like you don't want these problems.
Someone get your children.
Right. Like people children. Don't say excuse me anymore. Like when I was young, I always moved out of the way for my elders.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was ready to go toe-to-toe. Like, I was ready to square up since she thinks she's grown, you know? Like, I was ready to put a child in a child's place, okay? Man, I was like, what? Oh. So we don't move out the way for adults anymore? Oh, okay.
No, we don't. We're too slow. That's why I'm in the way. If we move faster, I wouldn't have been able to get in the way. We must have been moving too slow.
I'm going to what?
That's what they say.
Oh, yeah. What's a peach pie?
It's a peach pie?
Mm-hmm.
It went first. It's already bitten into.
Yep. I had to do it.
Such a nicely baked whole miniature pie. It makes you look like you're a giant.
Right.
Like Erykah Badu's song, 20 Foot Tall. Mm-hmm. And you're eating a pie.
Right, because this was going to feed to my whole family. And I just scooped it up like,
I was going to cut that up after dinner.
Like, shut up.
I just did it.
Run me my pie quarter, man. Run me my pie
quarter.
You know, let me tell you something. I could crush y'all.
More.
I could crush y'all with one
your brother.
Foot, okay? I could burn your whole village down. And you out here talking shit to me, giant woman?
I need some.
Well. Now run me my pie. Because I ain't get this big not eating pie, okay? Mm-hmm. Now go on, scurry off.
Speaking of hibachi, man, we went and got food to eat. You got to watch what you're eating. I want to start kind of like a health subject focus on the show for a few minutes.
As I'm sitting here eating pie, that's probably full of sugar.
Well, no, I mean, okay, yeah, that's maybe something we should look into.
I feel like you're trying to call me out.
No, I'm trying to call out, like, hamburger hearts. You know? Hamburger heart. Not hamburger helper, hamburger heart. Now in ground beef, they're putting whole ass cow hearts in your cheeseburger, so... Just be aware of what you're choosing to eat. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, a little cow heart ain't never killed nobody.
I have no idea what you're talking about. That's not beef. That's a heart. It's an organ.
I mean, let me tell you something. Back in my day, I'm Grandma Janie now. Back in my day, we used to take the cow heart. And we boil that up into rice. Sprinkle that little cabbage on there.
Yeah.
A little salt and pepper. You got to get that good butter, too. Mm-hmm. The real butter. You know what I'm talking about?
That's
under
the drinking door.
And then, then you just... I'm telling you, you live to be 500. I'm 246 right now. 246. I kid you not.
You look like you helped Harry Tubman.
I kid you not. But I mean, I'm 246 now. So I mean, you so talk you your shit.
It's like being a vampire as an elderly person. We were talking about that the other day.
Oh no.
How fucking bad would it be? You were made a vampire, like, in a wheelchair with, like, curvature on your spine, like, you're old. You're in an adult diaper.
I had some further thoughts about that because what I was thinking is vampirism is supposed to kind of heal you fast, too. Like, they can't get cut and stuff. So even though you might look older, you should be able to, like, regain your muscle strength. So maybe. I don't know.
No, I think that would suck.
Right.
I mean, I think it would suck altogether being a vampire. At first, I think, you know, you embrace it. For a second, you're like, hey, I'm a vampire. I guess I gotta get you. Blah, blah, blah.
I don't know if I'm gonna talk like that.
Of course not. You probably hate shit like that. Like my man in Blade 3, when he went into that store that sold Dracula projects.
He would turn.
And Drake was quite upset about the whole situation. However,
excuse me
breaking into this peach pie package here. I'm a little late.
To the pie party.
But no disrespect to Patty.
Right, none taken.
She probably sent some goons out to break our
legs. Because we had some Patty pies the other day.
We did. But she didn't.
Because they make 50 cent ones too.
Right now, they do. So shout out to Patty for making the move. Like, round of applause for real. Yo, hit that clap button on there for Patty making 50 cent pies. You can go in there for like a dollar.
Right, be turned off Patty
get
pie.
Two
you don't know
whole
how good that come in handy when you got the
Patty
little munchies.
If you you scrape up a dollar, that is so good. You get your blood sugar right.
Oh, there you go.
You get your blood sugar right.
Right.
You're good to go.
Right.
In other news, out here, still icy outside. Not really. There's nothing going on in the winter weather apocalypse. That was a winter storm warning in a state of emergency.
It was not a state of emergency.
Yeah.
In fact, I don't think that part started yet. I thought that was supposed to start today.
No. Right. But
it ain't happened yet.
Were we just out? Was it doing anything?
No, but that's because it ain't here yet. It's on the way.
Trucks like 2 days ago and put all the salt on the ground.
Right. I did feel like they did a little premature. But they did have the wintry mix. We just not affected by it. Just chill. They know what they talking
about.
That
sounds like a date with an old white guy.
A wintry mix.
And it's premature. Yeah. It's nothing to do with us. I don't know.
I'm done with you.
Pat, say that. I'm just talking about on the Wheel of the Fortune. What letter would you choose first? It says a lot about a person.
W.
You
know what?
For what? When? Why? Where? For wonder.
Just why not?
Why?
What letter would you pick first?
I would go with T.
What does that say about you?
Terrible. Tenacious. Typical. Type.
They're all very important words. They can join a lot of shit. Like,
it.
Inaj. The
at,
dragon. T.
Cat.
Wait, where the cat?
Rat.
Oh, because they got a T in it.
Hat.
Okay, are we just saying where with T in it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
It's Wheel of Fortune.
Thank you for your contribution. I can't remember how Wheel of Fortune plays.
You just need a letter and a word to get the money that you got on the spin. And as many letters.
Oh, and then it'd be a phrase.
Words,
right? Oh,
you
yeah,
get the
yeah,
money
yeah, yeah,
that
yeah.
Came up on the spin.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Huh. But a W is a solid choice. I think it would get you some.
Right.
We were.
I guess.
Weren't.
I don't know.
We.
It's a phrase. But T would be a really good one because, you know.
I think so. Yeah. Planet.
Right. T would be a good choice. I gave you that. Hopefully we're on teams. Because
this is cool. Yeah. We work well together. I think so. I mean, you gotta work well together. With the teamwork makes the dream work, right? I've heard that phrase.
Me too. At every fucking job I ever worked at, break room, when they're trying to get you to do extra work that you don't want to do.
The supervisor comes in and is like, so, I'm gonna need you all to shorten your break and stay after today. You're like, no. Not at all.
Teamwork makes the dream work, Kevin.
It's not gonna happen. It's not in my schedule, and I'm not gonna be affected by
that.
Right, because
you
cannot
preach to you that teamwork makes
can't
the dream
change
work. I'm
my
telling
break.
You. And it's
and you
written everywhere.
Tell
and I'm
me
just...
that I'd have to stay after. Goodbye.
Right, no, I'm just saying. That's where I heard it, so I don't like that phrase. It reminds me.
Well, this is why I don't
of
want
slavery. What?
It was slavery. Working in a call center, like people would call in.
No,
you know
that's unfair to
slavery. You know what time
slavery
it
is.
Is
much harder than the jobs we do and get paid for. So I just want to say that it is not slavery, but still, it's not the life I wish to live. It was mental slavery. If I have to claim it to be a slavery, it was mental slavery. I'm sure. Very mental. Are you just not getting to it? You still ain't got no peach fries.
I'm pulling it out now.
Well, you want to take a break from...
I think so. Break.
Then you can eat you some more pie.
And we'll come back after this pie break.
Right.
We've had our pie draft. Peach pie went first.
Right.
Peach pie went second.
I did peach pie.
And we'll get back with you, but we're here live on Anchor. It's a Nas the Dragon and Jobless on Hip Hop Graffiti. Peace.